Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Monday, March 10th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Sherry Johnson, the Tourism and Event Coordinator with the City of Commerce. Birthdays, influential jazz musician Bix Beiderbecke, born this day in 1903, from the BBC.
Those deft, incisive cornet phrases could only belong to Leon Bix Beiderbecke, legendary American jazz musician of the 1920s. His highly inventive improvisations with groups like this one, led by saxophonist Frankie Trumbar, have earned Bix a permanent place in jazz history.
Actress Sharon Stone, 56 today.
You like playing games, don't you?
It's nice.
What's your new book about?
A detective. He falls for the wrong woman.
What happens?
She kills him.
On this day in history, March 10th, 1864, during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln officially puts Ulysses S. Grant in charge of the U.S. Army. From PBS.
How could such an ordinary man achieve such extraordinary feats? Nobody in the beginning was interested in giving Grant a command at all, of any kind.
He took command and saved the Union.
Grant learned that the person who attacks first is going to have the advantage.
Grant, not Lincoln, is the most popular man in the 19th century.
At the top of the charts this day in 1981, Dolly Parton was making it big in the movies and on the pop charts with 9 to 5.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living, barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving, they just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion, you would think that I would deserve a better promotion.
On the KETR events calendar, Tuesday and Wednesday of this week at the Heard Natural Science Museum in McKinney. Explore which dinosaurs and other prehistoric life lived in Texas. Go on a real fossil hunt and make a prehistoric-inspired craft to take home. This is designed for kids ages 5 and up and adults to attend together. Children must be accompanied by an adult 18 years of age or older. Each adult may bring up to 4 children. Pre-registration is required. A spring break mini camp, Unearthing Dinosaurs at the Heard Natural Science Museum in McKinney. Separate camps Tuesday and Wednesday from 9:30 a.m. to noon. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from the Chinese philosopher Confucius. Confucius say, life is really simple, but we insist on making it complicated. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Sherry Johnson, the Tourism and Event Coordinator for the City of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sherry is here to talk to us today because the city is inviting sponsorships for naming rights for 3 of the baseball and softball fields at the Eddie Moore Sports Complex, right?
Right.
You've talked to Jerry Jones, I guess, about this to get advice?
No, I don't want his advice.
Yeah, he did quite well with that little stadium that he has over there in Arlington.
True.
So talk a little bit about this. We have, of course, the Eddie Moore Sports Complex. Most people who live in Commerce know, but some people may not, is on the east side of town as you come into town off of Highway 11. And you have, I think, 4 baseball and softball fields out there. So discuss the concept here that it would remain the Eddie Moore Sports Complex, but the fields themselves.
Right. We have 4 fields out there. One is already named for a lady that was a scorekeeper for many years, and her name is Gloria Patterson, and her field will remain the Gloria Patterson Field. But we have 3 others, and our naming rights is also called the Commissioner Circle Sponsorship Level at $2,500. We have the Grand Slam Level at $1,000, and we have the Home Run Level at $500. To start out, the Home Run Level gets a sign in the outfield. Thank you ads will be published in the Commerce Journal in March and June. Recognition plaques at your place of business, introduction at opening day, and a sponsorship on the City of Commerce website with a live link to your website. And then when you go up to the $1,000 level, you also get a sign at the scorekeeper's podium in an introduction at opening day. And then when you go up to the commissioner's circle, you get a booth at the Bodark Bash as well, a representative throwing out the first pitch, as well as you get a plaque on the scorekeeper's podium, the scoreboard, and entrance into the ballpark. We have a new arch that goes over the entrance to the Eddie Moore Sports Complex, and you will have a plaque hanging from the arch that will signify that you are a Commissioner's Circle sponsorship.
I see. So you're hoping to raise $7,500 to $10,000.
We really are. It would be nice to do that. Our program every year is not funded enough. And, of course, any child that wants to play gets to. We make sure of that. And any monies that we might have left over would go to subsidizing the entire Commerce Recreation Baseball and Sophomore programs, new signage, uniforms, trophies, insurance, scorekeepers, umpires, etc.
It's costly to put together a kid's baseball program.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
Now, and we're talking with Sherry Johnson, who is the tourism and event coordinator with the City of Commerce, about naming rights for the baseball and softball fields at the Eddie Moore Sports Complex. It's been a while since our kids were playing baseball and softball, but I know that's a busy place.
Really.
Every night during the summer, spring and summer out there. So it's going to have a lot of traffic, and a lot of people will be out there to see the signs and the other things having to do with the sponsorship.
Right. We have games, I believe, Monday through Friday, and we have parents, grandparents, aunt and uncles, just Commerce citizens that come out to watch. There's no charge to come and watch the kids play. And then after our season ends, then we have tournaments scheduled. And they've worked real hard this year, and they've got some tournaments already scheduled.
We're coming right up on this, aren't we? The deadline to participate in this is very soon, and then the baseball season itself will be upon us, just right around the corner.
Right. The cutoff is March the 15th. That enables us to get our signs all made and put out. And the first game is March the 29th. So it seems to be early this year.
Okay, well, good. Now, how can someone get in contact with you if they're interested?
They can call me at the City of Commerce, and my phone number there is 903-886-1123. Or you can call me on my cell number, and that's 903-468-2163, or email me at Sherry, S-H-E-R-R-Y, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, at commercetx.org.
Okay, good. And City of Commerce also has a website, does it not?
Right.
They could contact you that way as well. All right, well, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Sherry Johnson with the City of Commerce, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.